Yeah.
Someone learned.
Yeah. Guaranteed.
When they realize what they are and what they eat.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody else is saying.
I'd like to thank the Lord tonight. Certainly like to thank him for a good King James Bible.
Amen. Yeah.
You know, of course, with my background, how I was raised, you know, they use the King James Bible, but they got other scripture, they call it scripture, that they read. And anytime they read the King James Bible, they look at it through the lens of the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, Pearl of Great Price, the living prophet that they look up to. And so they look at all those things before they ever see the Bible,
yeah,
what it is. But they don't believe that it's infallible, inerrant. And part of the Lord opening my eyes, taking the scales from my eyes, he showed me the infallibility of the Word of God in the King James Bible. In the information age that we're in today, there are a lot of YouTube channels and podcasts and things that are trying to seek Mormons. And there's one of them that they've got a pretty big ministry, and they're trying to witness Jesus to Mormons. But they use a modern version of the Bible. And I'll tell you, from coming from that perspective, there's a whole lot of confusion there. Because they'll try to quote a modern version, which is different. And sometimes, some of the meaning is a little bit different as well.
Sure.
And who's the author of confusion? We know who the author of confusion is.
Right.
And so I've actually had the opportunity this week to reach out to one of those podcast YouTube channels, and I've witnessed to them.
Yeah.
And asked them, as Christians, do we believe that the Bible is the infallible, inerrant Word of God?
Right.
Do we believe that? Do we believe that it was infallible and inerrant when the King James translators, when they pinned that down?
Mm-hmm.
Do we believe that? If we do, then why do we need a modern version?
Right.
Why do we need any kind of correction? It is not of need of any correction.
Yeah.
It is inerrant. It is infallible. And I've had the opportunity to witness that to him. And I'd ask all of you to be praying for that too.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe these people can start to see that they don't need these modern versions. Because I'll tell you, I know I can trust the King James Bible.
Amen.
I don't know that I can trust these other ones.
Wow.
I'm going to leave them alone.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to touch them.
Amen.
I don't think anybody needs to. Let's just look at the Word of God.
Amen.
That we have.
Yeah.
And people died for that.
Sure.
They died in that work to get that. So
that's
we've
right.
got that infallible Word of God. Now I just want to thank the Lord for it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You might correct what I say, but you're not correct what God says.
Amen.
I say praise the Lord for it. Somebody else. Amen. Let's pray for this other one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Clear. Let's have it. Come on, bro.
Well, it's good to be here. Certainly, as I said last night, you know, this is the service we haven't been in before. It's a service that, you know, no two services alike. And usually no two congregations alike. Always be somebody missing. I'm glad the Lord's the same. And I trust you'll pray for us tonight. The Lord will help us. When I try to read and study, the Lord shows me some things, and I get a picture out of things sometimes, natural things that happen in the Bible. I can get it, draw a spiritual application of it. I don't want to take it out of its context, just leave it where it's at. But you pray tonight, the Lord help us. If you're here and you're lost, I want you to listen to that real close. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, God's not changed His method of saving people. And if you get born again, get saved, you're going to have to hear the Word of God. He says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How can they call upon Him in whom they have not heard? How can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent?
Yes.
I still believe that God has got to call men to preach the gospel. Now, you may try to learn how on your own, but it won't accomplish much, if anything. But the Lord, it's His work and not our work. And so you pray, Lord, help us tonight. I saw some things in this verse of Scripture here that we'd like to look at in Genesis chapter 32. And you want to keep your Bible open because we're going down through our verses, some things in each verse we'll look at. Genesis chapter 32. We'll start reading about chapter 32 and verse 22. We'll read a few verses there. And he arose up that night and took his two wives, his two women servants, and his 11 sons, and passed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. Now, I want you to notice that real carefully. And he sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. When he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. I'll stop reading right there, but we'll come on down to them scriptures after a while. Lord, help us, and you may be seated. And notice there what he said. He took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And I got to looking at that verse of Scripture and got to look at that. And I see, now you may not get this, but I'm just going to give you what the Lord showed me. This, to me, this is a picture of a lost person. I get a picture of that in this. Now Jacob here, now Jacob, Jacob, we all know the story about Jacob. Jacob, he was something else when it got right down to it. And he deceived his brother and deceived his father. Ain't that right? I mean, he was a deceiver. And you know the story about how he had done that. And Esau, his brother, was willing to kill him. And he would have. But then his mother got involved in this thing. And she sent him down to her people's place. And Jacob was down there about 20 years, down there in that place. And when he come back, now as far as Jacob knows, as far as I can get reading this word of God, Jacob realized he's going to meet Esau. And as far as he know, he thought maybe Esau was going to kill him, was going to get rid of him. So that's the reason why that he sent over that he had. You say, preacher, why get out of that? I'm here to tell you that brother, if you ever get born again, saved by the grace of God, you'll get rid of everything you have. Now, I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about your religion. I'm talking about your what you think that you have to do and all like that. You'll have to get rid of him. He sent it over. And the Bible said that Jacob was left alone. I'm here to preach to you tonight. Brother, if you ever get born again, saved by the grace of God, there'll be a time to come when it'll be nobody. The church won't be there. My friend, the friends ain't going to be there. It's just going to be you and the Lord alone. I mean, there'll be a time. Jacob, my friend, wrestled with the man of God. Brother, listen, he was all alone there that night. There come a time, brother, I remember the day and the time that I got alone. They were folks at the altar that night when I got born again. But far as I'm concerned, I was all alone. It just between me and God. It wasn't between me and the church. It was between me and nobody else. I'm like old Jacob. We all alone. Thank God I'm tired. Thank God at the time I can realize and know they didn't try when I got alone with God. Hallelujah. Amen. I heard that verse in verse 24. I find the isolation. Amen. He was isolated.
Amen.
All alone.
Yes.
Oh, but God sent a man and wrestled with him. Let me say this, folks. Holy Ghost of God has never convicted you and troubles you. You've never been born again. Amen. I'm telling you, it takes the Holy Ghost of God to arrest you and to bring you to the knowledge that you're lost. If that never happened, you've never been born again. Hallelujah. You can't get saved without conviction. No conviction, no conversion. That's right. I've said this a lot of times. I remember my conviction. I remember my conversion. I remember my calling. Thank God it's just as real. My calling to preach is just as real as my salvation is. Thank God I'm back for that when I wrestled with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. This old outward man don't like to give up.
Yes, sir.
I say it and I preach it all the time. God never did save the outward man.
Right. Give up a long time ago.
He gave up on the Garden of Eden.
Yep.
Right. Yep. God created man. I may preach a while now.
Go ahead.
God created man. Yeah. He did not create man to die. Right. He created man to live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God he created to live, but he gave him one commandment. And he said, the day you eat thereof, you're going to die. And God, a man been dying spiritually ever since then, and naturally, he's been dead. Thank God he's got to get resurrected. Thank God get born again and saved by the grace of God. I say, hallelujah, where God might be. Glory to God. Verse 24, I found isolation. Verse 25. Verse 25.
we saw that he prevailed not against them. He touched the hollow of his thigh. His thigh was out of joint. That represented a broken wheel. Sinners never get saved till their wheel get broken. Old Brother Mitchell used to preach that all the time. I mean, he said, if you ain't had a broken wheel, you ain't going to never get born again. I mean, brother, when he touched them, whenever this Holy Ghost of God touch a sinner, thank God, he'll get his wheel get broken. He said, Lord, not my wheel, but thy be done. Hallelujah, God. I'm glad I know this day when that happened to me. Glory to God.
Amen.
Let me go. He said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. I mean, listen, Jacob, he determined, my friend, to get a touch. Oh, listen, if you're glad in one day, he said, Lord, I just want to stay here.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the night I got saved.
Yeah.
He said, preacher, did you see lights? I didn't see no lights. I didn't hear it thunder. Thank God I didn't hear no big noise. But thank God I put my faith, my trust, my hope, my confidence in what he'd already done. I said, Lord, if I go to hell, I'm going. I'm depending on you. Thank God he saved me. He was determined to take a walk and to get a touch. Thank God. I'm glad I got a touch with God.
Amen. He got a touch. He was determination. Let me say this. If you're determined to get saved, you can get saved. But if you're looking for excuse, you'll find a thousand of them. Old Jacob determined. I believe an angel wrestled with him. Maybe it's God. I don't know. Said a man. He said, I'm not going to let you go until you touch me. I mean, Jacob, he got tired of being where he was at. He was going, supposed to be going back home. Brother, I'm here to tell you, if you're tired of where you're at tonight, you're tired of being lost, you're tired of, my friend, spending restless nights. I wonder if you die that night, you'll die and go to hell. If you're tired of that, you get born again right here tonight. Amen. Say, preacher, you got to come to the altar. Ain't nowhere the Bible says you have to come to this altar. You got to go to that altar up there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You can do that in your bed.
Sure. Right, brother.
Amen. Don't take all night. Amen. Let's hear you determine. Don't you know verse 27? And he said unto him, what's thy name?
Yeah.
Notice that. And he said, Jacob. You know what that was? Jacob got honest. Jacob just confessed. That word Jacob means deceiver. And listen, folks will never get saved until they realize what they are. And when they realize what they are, then they get some help. He said, what's your name? Now, he already knew what his name was. I believe that. He already knew, but you know what he wanted? He wanted Jacob's confession. He made confession. He said, my name is Jacob. I've been a deceiver, and I've been wrong. They humbly bow before him. Somebody said, he told him never sin you committed. I said, no, you never can, and you never will.
Right. That's right.
You only see him one time a day. Listen, sinner. You only see him one time a day for a year. You got 365 sins wrapped up against you.
Yeah,
right.
And there ain't no way this little old feeble mind can remember all of them.
Right.
You leave one of them out.
Yeah, sure.
It ain't what you've done, it's what you are.
Yeah, sinners. Good preacher.
You're a sinner by nature.
Yeah.
Sinner by choice and a sinner by practice.
Yeah.
Thank God. Just be like old Jacob. Just said, Jacob's my name. I'm a deceiver. I've done a lot of wrong in my life. Oh, listen, brother, if you ever been honest in your life, you'll get honest just before you get born again. You'll get honest. You may have not said you can't tell God every wrong you've done. You got to tell him what you are.
Yeah.
I'm a sinner. There's a man in the Bible come to him and said, Lord, be merciful to me.
That's right.
Is that right?
Amen.
Oh, he realized what it was. Here's our day and time. We can't hardly find no sinners.
That's right.
Everybody good people. They think their goodness is going to get them heaven. Oh, you can't live good enough to get there. You're going to get born again.
Yes.
I mean, it's old flesh. You give up on it.
Yeah.
One of these days, there'll be an undertaker. Yeah. They'll fix you up, make you look like you're alive. You're just as dead as you can be. They're going to take you out to the cemetery, and they're going to bury you.
Yeah.
All that calls God pronounced death up on mankind.
Yeah.
A long time ago, but before man ever sinned, God had a remedy for it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He never did search heaven for a Savior. He never did do that. He always had Christ right there.
Yeah.
That's all the Bible said, when the fullness of the time has come, God sent forth His Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, He condemned sin to the flesh, that the righteous of the law might be fulfilled in us. I say, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Jacob, he just said, my name Jacob.
Yeah.
Confessed it. Then don't you notice there, verse 28. He said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel.
Yeah.
For a prince has thou power with God and with men, and hath prevailed. He got victory.
Amen.
Amen. You get victory tonight.
Yeah.
You can have victory. Thank God, listen. Lord has made Himself known to all mankind. If you're here tonight and you're lost without Him, you get born again. I mean, just confess to what you are. Amen. Just come to Him with old-fashioned two-heart repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, God, listen, I'm not going to heaven because I'm a preacher. I'm not going to heaven because I attend the Baptist church. I'm going on what He does.
Yeah.
Thank God, what He's already doing, what He's doing.
Amen.
Hallelujah, I'm depending on that.
Yeah.
I used to preach a long time ago, did a preacher ever say it? Thank God, listen, I'm not going on my righteousness.
Yeah.
I'm going on His.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm back today. I can say I've been born again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. He got the victory. You can have victory tonight.
Sure.
Now, don't you know something else? Look at verse 30. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel, for he said, I've seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Well, that'll make you both shout. He said, my life is preserved. I believe in eternal security.
Yes, brother. Go ahead.
Me too. Thank
God. Well,
you believe it, preacher. I've got an eternal God.
Yes, that's right.
I've got an eternal priesthood.
Yeah,
right. Thank God. I've got victory tonight.
Right.
Thank God my life is preserved.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah. My life is hid with Christ and God.
Amen.
It's already there. As far as God's concerned.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Paul said, just waiting for the redemption of the body.
Amen.
Good preaching.
You pray for me. I'm about all right. I preached last night and this morning. About wore out. But I've noticed that. Don't you look at verse 31. And he passed over Peniel, and the sun arose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh.
Yeah.
What's that, preacher? That's identification. Now Jacob walked like everybody else.
Yeah, right.
Until he got a touch.
Yeah.
And actually got a touch The Bible said he halted. In other words, he walked with a limp.
Yes.
Every time they saw Jacob after that, they said, he's been touched. I don't know if he's doing this. The world can't look at us and say, look at that man. He's a walking different than he used to. There's something wrong somewhere. But old Jacob had a limp in his walk, and the rest of the world could look at it and see that Jacob, my brother, was not walking like Jacob used to.
Amen.
Preachers, these fellows said they get saved, they ain't never come out of hell holes of the world. I don't know the word of it.
Right.
Probably when you get born again, you'll take up new residence somewhere.
Right.
Amen.
Like a story I heard about them back in the days of the West, and when they rode horses. This old fellow drunk all the time. He'd get on his old horse and go to town on horses. He'd go right straight to the bar. Time up our old boy got some, run that horse with him. The little horse started back there. He said, we can't hitch up here no more.
Right.
He said, we got behind you hitching place. I mean, when the Lord gets saved, you by his grace, he'll make you a brand new Christian.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you say will you be perfect, preacher? No, you won't be perfect till you get a perfect body in a perfect heaven. Hallelujah. I realize I'm not perfect. I realize I'm not fallen. But some of these days, God, it ain't going to be that way. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
Yes,
sir. And someday, we're going to get a brand new body. Get a brand new body. Now, Jacob.
Yes.
Old brother Jacob, he was a deceiver. He was a rascal, in other words. But God, he got a name changed.
Amen.
Notice that. He said, your name shall not be called no more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name.
Amen.
I read in the book of Revelation where he said he'd give him a white stone. In that stone, a new name. He'll sing a song, a new name written down in heaven. And it's mine, and it's mine. Old Jacob got a new name. He wasn't Jacob no more after that. They call him Israel. Brother, it's been ever since then. Thank God, that's where Israel came from. Thank God, this is Jacob. Was one time named Jacob, but they call him Israel after that. Let me show you the offside track right here just a minute.
Amen.
That little nation over there, they'll never destroy it.
No, sir.
No.
Somebody said, the United States, they don't need no help from us.
No.
God said, there's no weapon formed against them that will prosper.
Right.
They'll try to destroy them, but God will step in.
Amen.
Amen.
I
preached this morning a little bit. You remember, God told them, take them two sticks. Put them two sticks together. You remember that? Before Israel was scattered, there was two nations of them. Ain't that right? But now, how many of them are there? They just won't. That 12th of Scripture, where he told them, take them two sticks and put them together. What he's talking about, ain't going to come a time when there won't be two nations. There'll just be one.
Amen.
On May the 14th, 1948, I'm old enough to remember hearing them talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, a great thing. Brother, whatever it is, will raise their flag and become a nation again. God said, I'll put them back in that land and said, no man will pluck them out of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm preaching what the Bible teaches us.
Last
thing, you'll notice in verse 32, and I'll close. It said, therefore the children of Israel eat not of sinews which shrink, which upon the hollow of thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinews that shrank. In other words, there's a separation. They couldn't eat of that no more. There's some things after you get born again you can't do no more. Amen.
Yes, sir, brother.
This social drinking they talk about.
Preach.
Why, they tell me the other day, you don't have to get off Fentress County now to find a Baptist church that believes it's all right to drink as long as you don't get drunk. That preacher's lost. blood on him.
Oh, yeah.
Right. If he's born again, saved the grace of God, he would not allow something like that.
Right. Right. Amen.
Somebody said, just social drinking. Look, that's okay, preacher. I preached this ever since I've been a preacher. Yep. My friend, just social drinking. Yep. Brother, you're just as much akin to an alcoholic and a pig is a hog. All the difference is one little bit bigger than the other. The attitude of the slave and the affection of the slave. Thank God you're going to abstain, brother, from that. I say hallelujah to him. I'm glad I've been born again. Amen. Well, I preach the message the Lord gave me. Probably made about half of you mad, but take it up for the Lord. Amen. Amen. I just preach what God gave me. Let me say this. Folks, I've never been this for popularity. I couldn't have gotten nowhere if I had. I am for popularity.
Right. Yeah.
God's man has never been popular.
That's
right. Never has been, and he never will be.
Amen.
Christ wasn't even popular.
Right.
They took him and crucified him.
Right.
He said, if they hated me, he said, they're going to hate you.
Amen.
I mean, I'm not preaching like it is.
Yes,
you're
amen. Right. You're right, preacher.
Amen. Just stick with the stuff.
You're right.
Stay with what's right. Well, I appreciate this church.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah. I appreciate this church. I appreciate other churches. Believe in the old time way.
Yeah.
Believe in the King James Bible.
Yeah.
I appreciate the church. Yeah. Amen. I know I ain't got much longer to be here. But when I leave out of here, I want to be said, he stood to what's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought about old brother Billy Mitchell. He's one of the greatest preachers this county, this state has ever known.
That's right.
Billy Mitchell was a man of God.
Yes, sir.
Old brother Cooper up in Kentucky was a man of God.
Right.
You'd be surprised if folks got mad at them fellas.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Church folks.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Got mad at them.
Yeah.
Down there in heaven.
Yeah. The preachers.
Shouting the victory.
Yeah.
And the things that they said was going to happen is happening.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Good. Coming to pass.
Yeah.
Boy, just stand on what's right.
Right.
Amen. Don't have to compromise.
Right.
I helped ordain a young preacher the other night, Brother AJ. I helped ordain him the other night, and I preached a charge. I told him, you stand on what's right.
Yeah.
Right. Preach the word.
Yeah.
You'll never have to apologize.
That's right.
Just preach the word.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, brother. I'll give you what God gives.
Amen.